Raise your hand if you like to be way more intentional on social media. And by intentional, we mean actually get the results you're looking for, whether that's a larger audience, more engagement, more partnerships, and actual leads. Is your hand raised? It needs to be. It's a little ironic for me because I love content marketing. You can probably tell, given that we've rebranded into a content marketing podcast, I absolutely nerd out on this stuff. But there was a time, actually not too long ago, that I had pretty much given up on social media, which some might say is actually a cornerstone of content marketing. Yes, I had a fit of frustration and convinced myself that it was not worth all of the time and effort that I'd been putting into it. And you know something? I was right. I was absolutely right. It wasn't, and it still isn't, the worth of the time and effort that I was putting into it. But it is worth the time and effort I am putting into it now because of this exact strategy that Katie is going to be outlining for you. Because hint, it actually doesn't take a lot of time and effort. Yes, this social media strategy allows us to be intelligently lazy. Monty right here would be, if you're watching this on YouTube, would be so proud of you. So if you're looking to post less on social media and actually grow more, then this is the strategy you need to be implementing. My name is Deidre Shen and welcome to Win the Content Game. Katie Brinkley, welcome back to this. I feel like I talk about you all the time, whether it's on a mastermind, whether it's on the podcast, whether like literally you are top of mind when I think social media. So welcome to the newly rebranded Win the Content Game podcast.
Well, thank you so much for asking me to come back. And anytime I get to spend with you and the Capture crew, you guys are my favorite Aussies and my favorite AI people. So thank you so much for the invitation back.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things where I was like, immediately what comes to mind is, am I the only Aussie? Are we the only Aussies? You know?
I know some other Aussies. I don't get to talk to them as much as you, and they don't say podcast as much as you do. So
yeah, that's already a win. Awesome. Okay. Well, I'm excited about this episode because you helped, you know, when I first was thinking about what the premise of Win the Content Game was going to be, I was like, I need to speak to Katie about this because A, you're really getting into podcast strategy, which is so exciting, but B, also because I wanted you to be my first guest on the content game. And the reason why I wanted you to be one of the first guests, actually the first guest, is because we've been working with you and we've been implementing your four-post social media strategy. And I was like, everyone needs to know about this and everyone needs to be implementing this. So that's why we're here.
I appreciate you thinking of me with social media whenever you think of it, because like we're going to talk about today, I do have a bit of a different approach than most people do with social media. And I hope that the majority of people that listen to this episode and then start implementing the strategies that I endorse and advocate for, that they get a giant breath of fresh air and that they're feeling more intentional with their time on social media. It really is crazy. I saw a statistic a few weeks ago about the average business owner spends 6 hours a week on social media. And at the beginning, I'm like, oh, well, that's not that much. But then I was like, well, man, 6 hours a week, that's almost a full working day.
Yeah.
Devoted entirely to social media. And what would you do if you had that
so
time
important.
Back?
Oh my gosh, I am so excited to be going into that with you. Because I can tell you, like, since we've started implementing the four-post social media strategy, A, it's just like there's this hidden stress, I think, that doesn't get talked about a lot, which is all about like our mental capacity. Like what is it? Because when you hear about different strategies and different, like what gets missed a lot is that when you can just focus on one thing and don't worry about everything else, it actually takes so much off your mind. And when you can take things off your mind, it means that you can sleep better. It means that you can spend more quality time with, you know, like actually be present wherever you want to be. It's actually, it makes such a difference. And that's what I found for sure when we started implementing your strategy. So This is everyone's permission as you're listening to this episode and as Katie's going to break down her strategy. This is permission really for you to be like, oh, okay, if I just follow this one thing, I can let go of everything else. We call it shelve the shoulds. Like I can shelve all of the other shoulds because this is the thing. If I just focus on this and implement it, it's going to take so much off my mind and I can actually breathe. That's going to be, is that cool, Katie? Like that's going to be our commitment to everyone.
Yeah. I hope that everyone after listening to this episode, and honestly, Deidre, it's one of my, what we're talking about today, I speak about a lot at different conferences and events. And one of the biggest things that I see when I go up to start talking about social media is everyone's really excited to hear how they can have success on it because it's such an incredible tool. But everyone also has a bit of burden on their shoulders. And when I always ask, I'm like, all right, raise hands. And this is a great, but I always say, okay, who here loves social media? And like nobody's hands go up. And then I say, who here would love to be on social media less? And all the hands go up. And then I'm like, okay, friends, take your pictures then, because now it looks like everyone has a ton of questions for me. But but no, so that's where I say like, okay, so everyone in here that doesn't like social media, this session is for you. Because I'm going to tell you, you don't need to post so much. And you can just... It's really neat to see. So next time I give this talk, Deidre, I hope you come and that you're in attendance because you will visibly see almost the entire room let out this sigh, burden, yeah. Or like this sigh of like, sigh. Oh, what? I don't need to post so much. And I think it's really one of those things where so many people think that, well, it's because I'm not doing this. I have to create more content. And it's exhausting to think of new content, new things to talk about every day, multiple times a day. And unless you're Gary Vee, who has like a team of 200 repurposing, you know, one 15-second video 300 different ways, it's really, really hard.
Yes. I am so there because I got to tell you, Katie, like you know this, but I was just like, I'm done. I'm not even on Instagram. I'm like, I'm done with Instagram. I said, I'm not going on there because it just got too much. And so we're going to talk a bit about that because I know that a common thing that comes up whenever we talk about social media to everyone is like, how can I be everywhere all at once? And I shared this story actually at Capshovians Live as well, like the misstep that we made ourselves with Capshow, with, you know, the actual software, where it gave people almost a false sense of belief that they could be everywhere all at once at the same time right now. And I do want to delve a little bit deeper on that with you. But before we go there, is it cool if we backtrack a little bit and we give people a bit of an insight as to how the four-post social media strategy, like how the strategy even came about for you?
So I have a social media agency. I've been in the social media game for about 20 years now. I started by helping bands with their MySpace pages. And when I started on social media, my goal was to talk to bands where I liked their music and I wanted to play their music on the radio and I didn't want to pay them. So I had to start by connecting and networking and having conversations. And that really is how I've always approached my time on social media is who can I talk with? How can I build this connection? And honestly, this is where I think that so much for my business changed during the Clubhouse era. For those of you, I'm sure they're probably like, well, Clubhouse, that's a word I haven't heard in a while. So during the pandemic, everybody really missed conference calls. And so we all joined conference calls that lasted 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I really liked it, but it worked really well for me. So I ended up getting close. I don't even have it on my phone anymore, but the last time I was on it, I had around 110,000 followers. And the reason I was able to grow that way is because every time I would go into a room, a social, which is what the Clubhouse had, I would then connect with them offline. And I would make an introduction. I'd talk with them on Instagram. I'd talk with them on LinkedIn or whatever their platform was. And I start connecting with them and building my community. What does this have to do with the fourth strategy? I'm sure you're saying. It's because I still wasn't posting that much. I was creating this community by forging connections online. And I was still posting with a cadence that I felt comfortable with. Meanwhile, all these podcasts, all these Clubhouse rooms were on how to make reels and do, 30 days of Facebook Lives and all these different like growth tactics. And I was like, that's great, but who has time for that? Even during a pandemic, I can't be creating a live video on Facebook every day. I'm still trying. I have sales calls. I'm trying to do client work. I have books to do. I'm trying to manage a team. Like it was a lot. And so while I was building out my community online, at the time, I don't know if you know this, Deidre, but at the time when Clubhouse came out, I wasn't using Instagram really for my business at all. I was mostly on LinkedIn. I think I had maybe 300 followers.
I did not know this.
Yeah. And so, I mean, like everything that the four post strategy, everything that I do for my business and for our clients, I've tried and figured out the system so that it works. And then we just replicate that system. And it's all built around, okay, if I can only post 3 or 4 times a week because I don't want to get burnt out, what's the best way for me to build that content so that every time I'm going on and connecting and having a conversation, the stuff that is on my page, is on my account, is basically going to say what it is that I do, how I can help you, why you should trust me, where to go to learn more. And that's where all of the content really is leading back to. It's just almost like a separate section of your website of 4 tabs, and how that content can constantly fall into one of those pillars. We're not talking content pillars, but it really falls into those 4 themes of what it is that you do. So that way, whenever someone comes across your content, they want to connect with you further. And that's what's really going to help you grow your business and your following.
Yes. It's so powerful. As I said, like we started using the 4 post social media strategy, and it's crazy how simple it is and how it just works. I never thought that I would be able to get the kind of engagement. It sounds silly, right? But I was just like, I just got used to social media being this thing where no one really engaged with my stuff. And I was just like, this just must be social media for me. This is what it means. And so now to actually have like, I look sometimes at my post and it's like, oh my gosh, so many like dozens and dozens and dozens and, all of these like likes and loves and comments and stuff. And I'm like having fun now with it, like where I can comment back to people. We're having conversations. It's great. Like it actually has like it does just work, which is awesome.
Well, I saw one of your posts, I think it was yesterday, and it was the awareness post, which we'll get into in today's episode. But I was like, oh, here's her awareness post. And at the time, you had just published it like 3 hours ago, and it already had like 34 engagements. Yes. And I was like, man, I don't know what's coming up for the rest of this week, but I'm really excited to see where she goes with this. And like, you have so much just from that one post, that your awareness post that you did, regardless of where you take the rest of this week's content, you have potential podcast episodes, potential blogs you could write. Because you've asked your audience a question and they're giving you the feedback.
Yes.
It's amazing on the way that once you kind of figure out this system, it's just a content generating machine for you.
Yeah. I can't wait, because the next episode after this one, it's going to be Bono and I breaking down how it is that we actually implement this strategy that we're going to be teaching people, which is going to be cool. Okay. So before we get into the teaching, though, of the 4 posts, I do want to, because I know we've had this conversation, Katie, about the whole being everywhere all at once at the same time, right? Whole thing. Right. Yeah. And so I know I said, with Capture, we kind of made that misstep because we made people believe that they could do that, that it was achievable. And I know that you have a common, it happens as well when you're like, yeah, there's 4 posts. It's only 4 posts. And people are like, oh my gosh, it's only 4 posts. That means that, again, I can be everywhere all at once at the same time right now. And so let's talk about that a little bit around like what your stance is. Is that your stance that this does allow people to be everywhere, or what's your take on this?
Okay. So again, I have a social media agency and we do charge per platform. So, but this is why I don't think you should be on so many platforms. And it's crazy because a lot of our clients that we bring in, I'm like, okay, so we're only going to do these two platforms. And they're like, well, wait, what about? And it's like, no, just stick with me here. Okay. And if it works, then we can add another one in. But I get it. It's really, really easy to just check a toggle between like Facebook and Instagram and have it share between both platforms. I understand. We use a social media scheduler. Social media schedulers are great and they can help. All you have to do is just hit a toggle and it'll share it everywhere. But I mean, if you're everywhere, then really you're nowhere. And all of these platforms have different ways of creating content, of ways to engage, of they're at Capshovians, which was an incredible event. I hope you guys do another one. The first one was incredible. But at Capshovians, I shared a video of a lettuce and a cabbage, and they're singing this very memorable song of we're not the same. And essentially, you know, it's this cabbage and lettuce singing that they look the same, but they're different. And that's how it is with social media, too. Social media, they might all look the same, you know, oh, it's just another social media platform I have to be on, but they're all different. They all have different nuances, different ways of creating content, different ways that they want you to post. Like Facebook, if you put a link in the post, it's just like death, you know? So all of these platforms have different ways to create the content. And if you are just copying and pasting and putting the same thing on every platform, then you're not going to see the results that you potentially could by just tweaking your message enough to knowing who the content is for and the ways that content would perform best on each platform.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we could talk about this all day because that is exactly how, and to be fair, that's why I made the decision to not really focus on Instagram, because I was like, I just don't have the bandwidth or the time to even think about anything outside of right now Facebook and LinkedIn for me. And so I totally stand behind this. And so what's your advice, Katie? How many platforms should people, or I shouldn't say should, what? How many platforms do people need to be focusing on right now at any one time?
So I most people are on all of them. And that's where, you know, I recommend going down to just two. And if you don't have the bandwidth for two, then just one. And if you're saying, well, wait a second, aren't I missing out on potential leads, Katie? And no, because you're going to get a whole lot more of the right people funneling in because of the content you're creating.
Yes.
And as time allows, full transparency, like I was saying earlier, I wasn't even on Instagram until 2020. I was just doing LinkedIn, you know, for the first 3 years of my business. And then in pandemic, I was given the gift of time and I incorporated Instagram into it as well. It wasn't until 2023 that I even started posting on Facebook for my business.
Wow.
And it's three platforms, but I mean, it's time. And so Yes. This is where I think that as your business grows and you understand this formula and this framework, you're going to be able to then, okay, now I understand how to do it for Instagram. Now I know how to do it for LinkedIn. I have the capacity. I want to try and branch out there. So I think two at the most I would do. And if you want to even do less, then just do one and go all in, knock it out of the park, mm-hmm. and you're going to still see success with it.
Yes, I love that. Okay, cool. Let's get into the four posts. I'm sure people are like, just tell me about this four post strategy. All right, can you lay it out for us, Katie?
Yeah, so the four post strategy is what I call the awareness to action framework. And it's four posts that you do. So for me, I do about three posts a week, and it's just this cycle of the four posts. So today's post is actually going to be an action post, but it's the beginning of a week for me. You know, so I mean, like it's always different for me. But these four posts, you can cycle through however you want. If you want to post daily, you can still use this cycle. So the first post, like I said, is the awareness post. Do you want me to go into kind of detail with what the awareness post is, or should I just lay out like what they are right now?
Oh, okay. Why don't we do that? Why don't we lay out what they are and then we'll go deeper into each?
So the first post is the awareness post, making people aware of the problem that you are going to discuss. The second post is the elaboration post. So going a little bit deeper into the problem that you made people aware of. The third post is the community post. It's my favorite post. It's where you get to showcase a little bit of the you and, or your clients in your social media. And then the fourth post is the action post, asking people to leave social media to go one step further with you, whether it's to buy your thing, download your lead magnets, attend your event, whatever. You're asking people to leave the time distracting, you know, app that they decided to open on, up and engage on to go one step further with you.
Okay. Sounds super simple. Yeah, we've got the four posts that they're laid out. It's like, how hard can this be? Again, I can be everywhere all at once, right? No, but that's not the case, because let's go a little bit deeper. What I love about this strategy is that it's very intentional, and that's what we're all about at Capture. It's like, how can we be very, very intentional with each piece of our content marketing? So let's go deeper into what each of these posts actually like, and maybe some examples as well, Katie, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, so I think that with this strategy, the awareness post, the first thing, like you said, is intentional. And I think that that is something, as you're listening to this podcast, I hope that you know, if you're driving, just kind of think for a second here. And I'm just going to be quiet because I want you to think for just a minute about what two platforms do you enjoy being on, and which one are you seeing the most results from? And when you're thinking about this, they might be the same, or you might say, I hate social media and I'm not getting results from either. So, okay. So if you're having a hard time deciding between that, you need to come back to, if you have to be on social media. Yes, computers are out there. AI is out there. I mean, CapShow is out there. You have to pick a social media platform. And if you're sitting, for me, if I'm sitting in the carpool lane, killing time, the app that I open up the most is Facebook. And so for me, that's where I knew I had to go ahead and start involving a Facebook strategy, even though the majority of my followers are on Instagram. And then my second most amount of followers are on LinkedIn. But when I wanted to just hang out and kill time, Facebook was the platform that I was opening up and building community on. So think about which platforms you enjoy being on and which ones you're seeing the most results from. And that's how you're going to decide your two platforms. So for me, again, for this awareness example here, think of the awareness post as your wide net of trying to catch as many people as possible. Which posts get the most reach right now on those platforms? And at the time of this recording, things can change. I mean, you know, Mark Zuckerberg likes to keep us on our toes. At the time of this recording, the posts that get the most reach on Instagram right now are Reels. The posts that get the most reach on Facebook are those posts with like a single sentence and a different colored background. And then on LinkedIn, the posts that get the most reach are polls. They're very simple and easy to create. And when you're creating these, your social media for the week, should I tell them kind of like the ninja tip here to it, or should I kind of continue?
I mean, I want to know the ninja tip.
Okay. All right. So the ninja tip here is the theme of the week. And so for the theme of the week, let's say Deidre has me on, I have her on my podcast. And so for my awareness post, I could do a LinkedIn poll saying, how much time do you spend every week creating social media posts for your podcast? You know, and that's it. And then I can have the different examples of like 1 hour, 10 hours, I don't do it, or whatever, answer in the comments. Super simple. Don't say anything about Deidre or that there's a podcast out there. I just have made people aware that, hey, you're spending time creating social media content for your podcast. On Instagram, maybe I do a reel and I say, this one tool saves me 10 hours every week with my podcast production. It's CapShow. And that's it. I've just made people aware that there is a problem of time. I told them a little bit about it. I didn't tell them how to solve it. Nothing. And then on Facebook, again, I could do an unpopular opinion or, you know, ask a question. I could say, you're spending too much time repurposing your podcast. I said what I said. Maybe that's my sassy post for Facebook. But that's my awareness post. And it's pretty simple. Again, making people problem aware based on what the action you want people to take at the end of the week. Does that make sense?
It's so good. And what I love as well is that you've just gone, okay, if you're on LinkedIn, hey, just do a poll. If you're on Facebook, could do one of those like one sentence things. And if you're on Instagram, do a reel. Like it, you've made this so simple. I can literally just be, yep, I know what I'm doing now for that first post.
And Deidre, if you notice too, like none of them are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because based on the platform, it's different ways for people to get engagement, to get the most reach. Based on what you're making them problem aware of. And so this is where if you are just, again, making a reel and putting it to Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, okay, but I mean, not as many people are going to see it on LinkedIn as they would see it on Instagram, as many mm-hmm. would see it on Facebook, you know, or whatever. So you're really trying to do what the platforms want you to do, which is create content a specific way. And you're creating content that's going to have the most impact based on you getting yourself re-engaged in the algorithm for the week with the right people for the week. Does that make sense?
So good. This is so powerful. Okay. I do need to move us along, but so let's talk about the elaboration post.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay. No. Elaboration post. The elaboration post is where you go a little bit deeper. So on LinkedIn, it could be a LinkedIn article. I mean, Capture does a really good job of creating this for you.
Yeah, I know. If you just happen to, I was just thinking, what is the best way to create these, Katie? And you beat me to the punch.
There's a really cool tool called Capture. So it could be a LinkedIn article where you elaborate on, you know, that, hey, you're spending too much time repurposing your podcast content. And here's 5 tips to help you go faster. And then maybe over on Instagram, it's a carousel post of my 5 tips to repurposing my podcast even faster using CapShow. And then on Facebook, maybe I go live and I do a quick 5-minute live video and do a screen share walkthrough of how I use CapShow to repurpose my podcast. I've gone one step deeper off of the awareness post that I just did. Up next is the community post, which is my favorite. And this allows you to showcase a little bit of you because as, you know, what social media was originally intended for, it is you. People want to connect with you. And there's as much as I'd like to say I'm the only organic social media person out there, I'm not. And so, people are going to identify with me, like me or not like me. And it really helps when you have these posts that help you stand out in a very crowded marketplace. So how would you use a community post? And it can be sharing your story or a client's story. So for me, maybe for this community post, I could say how CapShow allowed me to become my daughter's softball coach. And it'll be a picture of me and my daughter. And I can share that she and I, before I was using CapShow, I was spending about 5 hours a week repurposing my podcast into blogs and social media posts. And then I found this amazing tool, CapShow, and I'm able to get out of the office at noon on Wednesdays now. And I can go home, I can decompress, grab me a Starbucks, and then go pick up my daughter and go teach a bunch of 9-year-olds how to play a game that I love. People will then get to know a little bit of my story. Maybe other moms out there will be like, I didn't know that Katie had kids. I didn't know she liked softball. You never know what it is that's going to help someone identify with you. And again, I said how I overcame a problem. I didn't have enough time until I found this amazing tool and it helped me. I'm right where you are, fellow social media person. So community posts are really one of my favorites, and it allows you to really bring in the you of your business and how you or a client overcame the problem that you essentially are solving with the action post.
Wow. You blow me away every time, Katie, whenever you talk about this, because I'm like, there is no one with a better social media strategy brain than you, because that, you know, like what you've done with that community post is you've tied together your own personal life. So as you said, you know, bringing you into it, but you've done that in a way that also actually relates to the theme, the problem of the week. And you have essentially set up the next post, which you're going to talk about, which is, hey, now it's time for you to take action, fellow audience. Like that is amazing. So powerful.
Well, and then, I mean, like if you notice, none of these posts, am I saying click the link in my bio, click the link below,
mm-hmm.
because we're not asking anybody to do anything. I mean, as much as I want more people to listen to my podcast, I mean, I should go listen to my podcast. But no, as much as I want people to go listen to my podcast, they're not going to Instagram to listen to a podcast. They're going to Apple or Spotify or Good Pods or whatever to listen to a podcast. They're coming to these social media platforms to kill time. And if you can show up and give value to them and make them aware of, hey, there's this problem. And by the time you finally show up telling them that you have the answer, you're going to have a community of people that are ready to take action. And so that's why the action post is always the fourth post in the cycle, because you've made people problem aware. You've elaborated on how this is such a problem for them. You've then taken them through on how you overcame this problem. By the way, in this week's episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing, I sit down with Deidre, one of the co-founders of CapShow. And she saves me 5 hours every week. But on average, the average CapShow user saves over, I don't know, blank hours a month. This is where you can chime in. 20 hours a month of podcast repurposing time.
Yes.
And then I can go to a clip of you sounding amazing with your Aussie accent saying, oh, yeah, well, we make blogs and we do podcasts, you know, show notes. And
I feel like you're turning an Aussie accent into a British.
Ah, dang it. But that's where, because if I just include, I mean, I love you, but I mean, if I just include a clip of you in my feed, no
one knows who I am.
No one's going to engage with that because they don't know you.
Yeah,
they know me. So if I start and say, like, by the way, you guys struggling for time, I sit down with the CEO. And not only is she saving me 5 hours, I can save an additional 5 every week. You know, this is insane. Yeah. This is awesome. Here's more ways that CapShow can help you. And so more people are going to want to listen. More people are going to want to engage. And it makes it so that you have an audience of people that are ready to take action and go one step further with you instead of just hoping that you're getting it in front of the right person.
This is so cool. Wow, I'm so excited actually for the next episode of Win the Content Game, because I like every time we talk about this, I'm like, I itch to implement it all over again and just keep, because you break it down so simply that literally any of us can do it and get the results, which is so super cool. So that's coming up in the next episode, is how we as CapShow, so Bonner and I, we're going to do a little bit of a behind the scenes of how we are implementing your four-post social media strategy, which is going to be super cool. And you also, like, you did something really cool at the CapShowians live event, which is you kind of extended on the four-post social media strategy to then, like, okay, then what's next? How do we actually get the leads? How do we get the people into our audience? So I'm definitely going to get you back on this podcast to talk about that. But if anyone wants to see Katie in action, like actually explaining all of this, you can actually grab the CapShowians live replays. So we'll leave the link for that in the show notes. I know, it's going to be so cool. But Katie, can you tell people about your own podcast and the really cool things you're doing with Rocky Mountain?
Yeah. I thought you were going to ask me to tell people about my incredible yo-yo abilities.
People have to see that okay. We should use that as a hook. If you want to see Katie's amazing yo-yo, what were all the tricks you did? You were like rocking the cradle and walking the dog, and you were doing a whole bunch of things up there on stage.
Yeah, get the replay, because I can yo-yo and I did it on stage and it was fun. But if you want to listen to more digital marketing, I have a podcast, Rocky Mountain Marketing, and I release 2 episodes a week. So yeah, I would love to. And you know, Deidre's been on a couple times now, so be sure to check out her episodes. But yeah, Rocky Mountain Marketing is available every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast player. And then if you want to connect with me further, you can at katiebrinkley.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Katie. We're going to have you back in a couple of weeks to talk about some of the, as we've been implementing it, some of the roadblocks and struggles that we've been facing, which is going to be super cool. So we're going to just make this podcast so actionable and just so valuable for anyone listening to this. So thank you for being the inaugural guest for this podcast, and we'll see you soon. Do you know what you need to be doing now on social media? This is it. 4 posts. That's it. And in our next episode of Win the Content Game, Bonner and I are going to take you through how it is that we here at CapShow personally have been implementing this exact strategy. In fact, if you want an exclusive sneak peek of how we've been implementing it right now, Bonner and Ash have actually recorded a behind the scenes, which you can access in the show notes. And we'll see you back here on Win the Content Game next week to go even deeper into how you need to be showing up on social media. My name is Deidre Shen, and as always, stay intelligently lazy.